Good evening, Golden Hawks. Hope you're having a warm night. It's your host, Gabe, with a brand spanking new episode of Lay Down Laurier, where chill vibes meet entertainment. To all the loyal listeners out there, welcome again. And to all the new ones, howdy, howdy, howdy. We have a special guest today for all you loyal listeners. Not the first one, definitely not the last, but another cool guy, you know what I mean? Drum roll, please.
Hello, all the Golden Hawks out there. My name's Ian Young, and I just kind of learned about Radio Laurier this morning, and I'm lucky enough to be here co-hosting with Gabe, so it's going to be a good show.
This is this is Ian. My bad, guys. Yeah, I got confused.
No L, just the I.
Yeah. I met Ian like 3 weeks ago, believe it or not.
I met Gabe 3 weeks ago.
And has it been 3 weeks?
Maybe a little bit longer. We've had classes for 2 weeks now. We're coming up on midterms we just had.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. 2 months already through the semester.
Yo, it's almost as if like time is flying.
Time is flying with good friends and good company.
That should be the new slogan for the show.
And good tunes.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Yeah. So today's episode is going to be, I guess, a little extra special, you know. Every episode is special, guys. I make sure to add a little bit of love to each and every episode because, you know, I love all you loyal listeners and to the new ones as well. I still love you guys, you know. You guys just took a while to find your spot. But today's episode is going to be extra special because we have Ian with us. We're going to be playing a little bit of his music. I'm going to mix in mine, so don't you worry, guys. It's not going to get too niche in here.
Yeah, that Gabe taste is still prevalent. Do not worry.
Yeah. But boom, 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 boom. Ian. Sorry, guys. Major mix up. Jesus, it's episode 5 and I'm still messing up. Guys, someone jump me. I deserve to get fired. No, I don't. Guys, please don't fire me. I love this job. To all the new listeners, please follow Lay Down Laurier 25. That is the Instagram account. And I need you guys to start following it because those numbers ain't going up.
I don't even think I'm following it.
Boo. Bro, get this guy out of here.
It today for the first time.
Okay. But yeah, no. Please follow Lay Down Laurier 25. So all you guys can send me messages, music requests and messages. And you know what? If you get lucky, we might actually play your messages out live, you know? And eventually we're going to get you guys to start calling us and
exciting
live
stuff.
Calls. It'll be interesting. But Lay Down Laurier 25. That's enough of the plug-in, okay? I'm sorry, guys. I have to advertise
double,
okay?
Double tapped it.
Yeah. Dude, you're the first film major that I've met who hasn't seen a single movie. We got to talk about that. Before we get into the actual music of it.
I get that a lot of being a film major and kind of not watching too many movies.
So when we first met, we kind of talked about this a little bit, but La La Land happens to be one of your favorites.
Correct.
Is it because you like niche music or is it just like...
I think... No. Not because of the music, but the music is a very important part of the movie. When I look at La La Land, I like see a movie that has every department at it, like firing at all cylinders. Like the music is great, the costumes are great, the editing is fantastic, and the choreography is stunning.
Yeah.
So you combine that all, and then a nice warm feeling of love, and then also a bittersweet ending.
Don't spoil it.
It's good stuff. I won't spoil it.
Guys, I definitely recommend you guys do watch it. It's actually one of the top like 25 movies.
I was
going to
say,
Gabe
personally, maybe it craps the top 100.
It's in the top 100, like definitely. I think it's probably like my favorite musical, but it's not like my favorite movie of all time where it's like, oh, I need to watch this every single day, you guys.
No, yeah. I can't handle to watch it every single day. It's been a while since I've watched it. Probably a year.
A year?
Yeah.
Oh, bro's waiting to come back to it. No, that's low-key valid though. That ending.
Telling not to spoil, and then here we are reminiscing on this ending. We
okay, but
talk
the
about.
Ending is very beautiful.
It is beautiful.
We don't know if it's plot, like narratively beautiful though, or if it's
cinematically.
Oh, this guy, the cinematographer. Is this guy using film studies language with us?
Film studies vocabulary?
Yeah. So I met him in not just film studies, but also intro to pop culture and digital creativity. So if any of you guys are in any of those classes, please text lay down Laurier. We got midterms coming up, and we're kind of a little confused here.
Yeah, wouldn't mind a little quick study session on some pop culture, or
specifically pop culture.
Pop culture would be nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's interesting that, as you guys are gonna see, this is gonna make a little bit more sense in a second once we start playing the music. But it actually makes sense that you're a big pop culture, or like you're in that class, considering you have a very niche, like, you're in the culture, you know what I mean? I'd say so, at least.
Oh, I appreciate that. That's a really nice compliment.
Looking at this list of music, it's quite beautiful.
Yeah, well, we have mostly some alternative stuff when it comes to me here. We got a little bit of can rock from the Arkells or Tokyo Police Club, if anyone knows those names, if they mean anything. And then we have
Tokyo Police Club.
R.I.P. Tokyo Police Club. I went to... I didn't even know they were breaking up till I was like at this show, essentially.
And they were like, guys,
this is our last show.
We're divorcing.
I know. So like, it's like Maximum Gatekeep. Oh, what's this band? Oh, they broke up. You're never going to hear them live. You know, you should have been there.
Low-key, like their car broke down and it burned.
Exactly. Like, but it was a stunning show. They were at a History in Toronto. And I think they were playing at History for like 3 or 5 nights in a row for their last week of the tour. It was really cool. So I was there for not exactly their last show, but I think their second last show.
Was that your first
time seeing them live?
Yeah. Or no, like your first time ever going to a concert. What was your first concert then? Jesus.
I don't even know if I can remember my first concert. I've been to so many. What was my first one? Maybe it was... My first concert would have been in grade 8 at my middle school when Young the Giant came to...
Young the Giant?
...play in the gymnasium, which was crazy because the grade 7 history teacher at Flamborough Center at the time, Mr. Baduri...
Shout out,
is
Mr. Baduri.
...is the godfather of the singer of Young the Giant. So imagine my class one day in... science, math, or something, and our class is positioned right next to the bus loop, and we see this massive tour bus roll right up to the front door, and then no heads up or anything, like within 30 minutes we're shipped to the gym and then a concert during the middle of the day.
You know, saying shipped to the gym just kind of doesn't make it sound so great, you know?
No, it was worth it. It was a very very happy ship to the gym, I guess.
Yeah. So guys, we are officially 1 week away from Halloween. Can we believe that? Well, okay, like not exactly a week, but about to be a week tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. That's only 8 days. That's really close. This is probably It has flown by. This is probably the first year in a few years where I don't already have a costume exactly figured out. But
what are you thinking? Tell the audience, what are you thinking?
I am thinking of going as Green Arrow from DC. I can thank my girlfriend for that, Gracie, who wants to
shout
go
out
as
Gracie.
Shout out Gracie. And she's going to be Black Canary. So I pretty much have to be Green Arrow at that point.
And honestly, what a lovely couple's costume, I'd say. I think it's a niche one, most definitely. Okay, they're not like they're not niche characters. They're just not...
They're not a Joker Harley Quinn, you know?
Yeah. So I want to know what you guys are going to be dressing up as. You guys got to text another reason. Text and lay down Laurier.
Lay down Laurier.
Let me know what costumes you guys are going to be pulling up in. Pulling up into the station. I hope you guys come visit me at the station. And
lay down Laurier. We already got the word getting out right now.
We got followers and followers and followers, guys. Thank you so much. But I want you guys to show up to the station. No, I don't. Don't actually do that.
Especially during recording hours.
Especially not during recording hours. So we're going to get started on this little music mash, okay?
Fantastic.
We're going to get a little bit of the a little taste of that CanCon. Wait, was it?
Well, CanCon? I only got like two CanCon music, and that'd be our Kells Tokyo Police Cup. But we're gonna start off with like, you want to start off with this first one here on the list?
You want to name it out?
Yeah, we're gonna start off with Hotel Room from Axe and the Hatchet Man, their latest EP, a 6-piece alternative band from Chicago.
We're gonna get into them a little bit more in a second. That was Hotel Room by Axe and the Hatchet Man. It came out 2025.
July. Pretty soon. Pretty recently.
Fun fact, you guys, they have an album coming out tomorrow.
Tomorrow. It's called So Much to Tell You.
Isn't that swell? Isn't that so swell? So you've watched them live, right?
I have seen them live. I think it was near the spring. They were honestly one of my favorite shows I've seen live. They had like a great energy. I think it was the Longboat Hall in Toronto was the venue they were at. And then they were accompanied by another band here we have for tonight. Easy Honey was opening, which was genuinely fantastic. They had this moment of the trombonist of the band, and the bassist going bar for bar with the guitarist and drummer keeping a beat down for like 3-5 minutes in between one of their songs. It was so sweet.
Was the audience like large, would you say? Or are they so niche where it's like there's
like
5
people?
They were
pretty small. They were pretty small because I was asking most of the people in the audience, I was like, have you ever heard of this band before Axe and the Hatchet Man? And already, who knows Axe and the Hatchet Man? Because I just found about them a week before their concert. And I was like, I wonder if they're around. And then sure enough, they're in Toronto. Yeah. Just a little Apple Music discovery thing.
How much was it?
20, 30
that's
bucks.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. So that's why you got to support small artists, man.
Most
you
definitely. Can, especially.
You can get out to those shows for very little.
Especially like
time.
The indie ones, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're all independent.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, that's why they're
that's
indie.
What makes them indie.
But from what I'm understanding is that you go to a lot of concerts.
I do, yeah.
So where'd you get the money to fund that all?
The money to fund that all is from them being such small artists and they're only costing like $40 max for a concert.
So you weren't making the dough.
Oh, I've been making many a dough the last year and a half. Before my start here at Laurier in the September, for the last about 2 years or so, I've been working as an apprentice pastry cook up in Creemore, Ontario.
Shout out Creemore, Ontario.
Shout out Creemore, Ontario, and shout out YF Patissier Chocolatier. Great establishment.
Yeah.
Genuinely, like the best desserts I've ever had.
The tastiest treats you can find in probably miles, kilometers.
Mm-hmm. I would say. Wait,
which one do we use?
Miles? Then we use kilometers. What are you saying talking about some miles?
My bad, guys. My bad, guys. I am not CanCon, bro.
No.
I'm not CanCon. But yeah, no. Ian here was a baker.
Yeah, so early hours for sure. Talking about starting around 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. Latest Jesus. Ever started, I think, was like a 3 or like a 2 o'clock on this festival called Copper Kettle for Creemore. Well, Creemore, the brewery, is the town and the beer. You might have heard Creemore the beer. And they have this festival called the Copper Kettle, like the original kettle they brewed the beer in, is what the festival's for. It's usually in the summer, and then all the shops come out with, like, stands and vendors, and it's a good time, and I was working the pastry shop there.
So do you have any inside trade secrets?
Inside trade secrets? Oh.
Ones that you can...
Do at home?
You can, the ones that you can devolve without... divulge? Without getting killed.
Exactly, yeah. Biggest secret that maybe not a lot of people do... baking at all, even at home baking, invest in a scale. A scale is so cheap and it's gonna save your time. Go get like the tiniest scale you can that's like plugged in at Loblaws or whatever. Doesn't matter. You're baking like cookies, you're baking brownies. You're gonna speed up your time and you're gonna wash way less dishes because who wants to pour flour into one thing to pour flour into another when the scale can just measure it all for you? Put the bowl down, you put the ingredient in, you have your number.
So would you say... Would you say it tasted just like heaven?
I've had a couple of recipes that taste exactly just like heaven.
It's ironic because our next song is Just Like Heaven by The Cure. That was Just Like Heaven by The Cure. Personally, one of my favorite songs. It was on my repeat for like, I want to say like 2 months straight. And I'm pretty sure it's the only reason I passed computer engineering in high school. I was humming it, and all of a sudden my teacher was like, "Hey, you know, I actually went to their concert." I was like, "Dude, really?" And then he was like, "Dude, really?" And I was like, "Awesome, dude." I don't know why I turned into a surfer there. I've never even surfed.
Was the teacher a surfer?
He was actually the opposite of a surfer.
Yeah, what is it? Computer science?
Yeah.
Man, not major.
Hey, no, teacher. But Mr. Sanders, I don't know if you're listening out there, but shout out to you, dude. You low-key saved my life. No, he was a really good teacher, dude. Like, honestly, probably one of the best teachers I've had in my life.
Yeah?
Very funny guy. Very interesting. Always good yap sessions. Same with this other teacher named Mr. Hobson. Also computer engineering, believe it or not. The difference was that Sanders was teaching robotics.
And what was the other guy teaching?
Just computer engineering. I did not engineer a single computer, but it's okay.
What was the point then?
Honestly, though, teachers, they hold such a special place in my heart. This week was Educator Appreciation Day, if I'm correct.
Day or week? Do they earn a whole week or just the day?
I think they deserve the week. Oh, but I mean, if they only get a day, then terrible.
Man, you run into some very questionable people in the classroom sometimes.
Would you say you have a teacher that really like pushed you to be the best version of you? Oh, we're getting philosophical.
No, I don't think so. I don't think a teacher has like inspired me enough to push me past where I am. I kind of just try to do that on my own.
Oh, I just gave him a little tap up.
But not teacher, but I'd say music, and that, unfortunately, no shout out tonight from Mac Miller, but Mac Miller would be the one that has probably pushed me the most emotionally and physically with my life and kept me going, I would say, the longest.
I think that music is definitely...
Music is great at doing that. Dude. Like you were just saying, that's how you pass, yeah. No?
Like, music in general is probably one of the most important things to my life, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm taking what you're saying.
That's okay.
I feel like
I'm maybe not the only person.
No, bro. That might have this idea. No, it's totally underground to love music.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, it's super niche.
Dude, music, top tier thing to do, mm-hmm. You know? I just love listening to music. I wish I could actually make music.
Bro, there's nothing stopping you. You just got to start. I'm not consistent enough to make music, but I like messing around a little bit on guitar.
Yeah, see, I actually played the guitar for like 3 years.
Oh, so you're probably better than me then.
No, I'm not. I was like 5. Buddy.
Dude, it's like riding a bike. You still know how to do all of it.
I can't. Like, I've tried and I just can't. It's all gone. Evaporated from my head. Well, but yeah, no.
No better time than now.
That's true. Maybe I should get back into it. I don't know. So, yeah, I don't know. Mac Miller is an important person to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Important musician.
Probably the musician, definitely the artist I've listened to the most in my life ever. And then like the oldest, like one of the first people that I really listened to once I got my iPod in grade 7.
Ooh, iPod. Ooh,
mm-hmm. Big steps past like a tablet.
Get a little of this grandpa over here. Am I right, guys?
do they not even make iPods anymore?
No, I don't think so.
That's crazy.
I'm pretty sure they phased them out.
I don't be keeping up with the Apple ecosystem enough to know.
Well, you should. A new one comes out every year, buddy.
Yeah, well, maybe I don't be getting the new one every year.
All right.
Maybe I'm just good with like the smash glass on the phone right now, and then that's all I need.
Low-key fire.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's been saving you.
Saving me from what? I still open this thing more than I should.
I don't know, man. It looks like it's been saving you. But yeah, next up we have a little cool little jam recommended by our friend here, Ian. Do you want to announce it again, or should
yeah,
I?
Yeah, sure. We have 1111 by the Arkells.
That was 1111 by the Arkells. Honestly, the way this show is going, we might actually be staying up until 1111. Oh, honestly, I can't imagine that. I mean, we started a bit late, so we should probably get some time back from that.
Mm, exactly.
So... The Arkells, tell me about them. I've actually never listened to them before.
Really?
They kind of have like a Wallows type of vibe, or like, you know, the Killers.
I do know the Killers.
Mr. Brightside, well, right?
This is a little local rep. They're from Hamilton, Ontario. Local rep. That's originally where I'm from before I moved up towards Creemore, Wasaga Beach. But yeah, the first time I think I heard them was a Sound of Music, if you know about that festival. It used to be a little bit more low-key, but now I think it gets pretty packed. I haven't been in a couple of years. I think the lineup they just had this year was Stephen Page is one of the only names I remember from it. But my older brother went, and yeah, pretty good. Do you know the Bare Naked Ladies?
I know the Bare Naked Ladies.
Stephen Page is the main singer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so he has his own
of
solo
the
Arkells
or...?
Bare Naked Ladies. Okay. Arkells, though, they are from Hamilton, and they're still together. And when did their first album come out? Like, I want to say the early 2000s. No earlier than that. Maybe, like, around 2005, let's say.
2005?
Sure.
A year before me?
My year.
Your year. Again, mm-hmm. With this grandpa business, bro.
With this grandpa business. Two-year gap year, and they don't let you forget about it.
Yeah. Don't you think for a second that I will. So tell me about it. Like, why is this song the one you chose?
Why is this one? This is for the Arkells. Okay, so 11-11, like pretty banger up there. Like very popular, very popular. And then Special Request from my girlfriend Gracie.
Hi Gracie.
Probably listening now, hopefully. Better be.
What?
I send the
supporting,
link.
Supporting
the
local artists.
Local scene. Local
yeah,
scene. Supporting
yeah,
the local
yeah.
scene. For no other reason at all, right? Just the local scene.
No nepotism going
no
on.
No nepotism.
Wait, is that technically nepotism?
Probably not. Just maybe like favoritism or bias,
oh, okay.
I would say.
Wait, maybe, yeah, maybe not nepotism, guys. Scratch that.
So, what do we have? What do we have up next year?
We have a very special song to me. A really, really important song to me. I know that someone listening out there is going to enjoy this a lot. But probably like top 10 songs of all time for me. I know.
Okay.
Maybe not top 10. Maybe like
excited.
Top 15. Yeah. It's a really beautiful song. It's called La Célula Que Explota by a personal group favorite of mine. That was La Célula Que Explota by Caifanes. I'm pretty sure I have played Caifanes on here before. At least I hope so. Like, if not, I'd be kind of disappointed with myself. I'm not going to lie. Top 15 songs for me. I've deduced it to that.
I was about to say, I'm pretty sure it was top 10. But after the re-listen, top 15.
Well, okay. It's just the fact that, like, I don't know. It's not on repeat as often as it probably should be. But, mm-hmm. like, I don't know. It was really, I want to say, like, culturally important for me, I'd say. And like, I'll get into a little bit more about that in a second, but like the separate, like, because there's two types of importance that I have with it.
Okay, so it runs deep then.
Yeah. But basically, culturally important to me because it kind of like made me realize like why, like I don't know, like why Latin music is so like so awesome, because it's like so diverse. There's so many like genres
you find so many different sounds,
but there's so much sounds, and it like made me realize, oh, like technically that wasn't like a rock song, but Caifanes specifically, they are a big rock group. And like I guess like that song was the entryway because of my dad, which is the other type of importance. My dad mm-hmm. really really likes this song. And so does my brother. And it was one of those songs that, like, I hadn't really, like, it hadn't clocked to me how, like, good it was until, like, I turned, like, 14, 15. And I was like, oh, my God, wait a minute. This song's fire. And then, like, I started listening to more of them. And then I realized, oh, my God, my dad plays them all the time. Like, I've already listened to all these guys. But, yeah, no, it, like, kind of, opened the gateway to, like Latin rock, you know what I mean? Mm. Again, like, it's really important. I don't know if you've tuned into other shows. You probably should have.
This is not going to look good for me.
Fake fan.
I've not tuned into the other
shows. Fake.
So
get this guy out of here.
I had to come here instead to make it up. I had to come here instead to make up for it.
Okay.
It won't be my last visit. At least I hope.
No, you're doing pretty good so far.
Okay, that's good to hear.
But yeah, no. I've played Gaifanas before, and I've talked about, like, what they're important to me, like, why they're important to me. And I've played other Spanish rock on the show before. And, yeah, no, it's really, like, there's going to be a lot more of it. I know I say this every time I bring it up, but there is going to be a lot of Latin music on this show, guys. Like, for all the new listeners who might be Latin or Latina, that's a reason you guys should tune in. Support the community, man. But yeah, no, it was really important to me because my dad, really. Yeah. Next up, we have a very special song. I'm pretty sure it's a special song for you.
Yeah, this is an iconic song here. We have Knock Knock by Mac Miller, one of his like breakout hits into like the frat rap scene. So
yeah,
let's get into it.
That was Knock Knock by the one and only Mac Miller, R.I.P.
R.I.P. is right. And for a song very quintessential to Mac Miller's youth right there, that has a couple ties to my own. I have my prom in grade 12, the last song right as we were all packing up.
Oh,
we were
yeah?
literally about to walk out the door, and everyone knows I'm a big Mac head. Literally about to walk out the door, and coincidentally enough, the DJ turns on Knock Knock. So I finally got to break out my party trick that I learned for prom, and I did my little break dance. Have you seen me do that?
I've not seen that. You definitely have to show me after the show, buddy.
I can. And then not just for me. I got into Mac Miller from my older brothers after his passing, unfortunately. Like, similar to how you heard
Gaifanes
music with your father. I had too, in like the backseat of my brother's car and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I didn't really start listening, unfortunately, till he was gone. So
that is a shame. So you didn't become a fan until he was
dead. I know.
Dead.
Is that?
Oh, but are you a poser?
Bro, don't even go there.
No, I'm joking. I know you're not a poser, bro.
Have you seen my room? I got enough posters, surely, right?
Yeah, and I know your shirts.
My vinyl collection is doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even. Yeah, the shirts too. But yeah, it's not only tied to my youth, but my brothers. I have a specific story. The Flamber Center, grade 7, grade 8, Ottawa trip, long, long bus ride. And my father, Lance Young, chaperoned for all four of the young boys.
The GOAT? Never met him, but the GOAT?
The GOAT for sure. And I remember hearing the story about from Evan, I think it was, my older brother, on the bus ride back from Ottawa. My dad took it, Evan's iPod, or he had the CD, and they played Kids by Mac Miller on the bus ride back in grade 8.
Dude, like that entire album, I haven't listened to it fully, but I've listened to it like halfway through.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Really, really great album. I love the cover art. It's very, there's a movie called Kids.
Yeah.
That's where the letters come from.
Letterings from?
Yeah.
A word.
Kind of a crazy movie though.
Yeah.
Yeah, very heavy and very intense. And I don't know, not something I watch too often. I think it's definitely a one and done type of situation. But
okay,
yeah.
That's interesting, though.
Yeah, no, it is. It's important for me because that song specifically got played while I was at the beach for senior skip day, actually.
Oh, word, nice.
I was chilling there with my girlfriend and... all of a sudden, I hear someone from our school start playing. All I heard was na 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 da 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 da, and I was like, "Wow, what is this noise?
What is blessing my ears right now?
What is this
lovely sound?"
And then all of a sudden, Mac Miller just like boom right into it.
Yeah, I love that song, and I love Mac Miller as an artist because you can just see the progression in his career. From like an angsty young high school rapper to his more like introspective and thoughtful productions and like Swimming and Circles. And even though it came out recently, Balloonerism, it's like from like 2014. It's in like the middle of his career, but it just got the posthumous. I can never pronounce this word. Posthumously? Yeah, like when the artist passes and then it gets released. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what the word is.
Yeah, well, it just got officially released to streaming. So that was another look into one of Mac Miller's gems, Balloonerism. It's kind of similar to Faces in the veins of its lyrics, but it's a little bit more like songy than rappy. So it's pretty cool.
You know, I'm not a big Mac Miller guy though.
Dude, he's got so much stuff. So
that's completely fair.
He's kind of got like a little something for everyone, depending on your taste.
I mean, like I have Mac Miller's album Kids.
Yeah.
A lovely album. Mm-hmm. I actually really, really like it. There's another song called The Spins. Everybody knows The Spins.
Spins, classic.
They got the I graduated kids, high school line.
Yeah, I posted my graduation school story to that song, of course. I knew I was going to.
Did.
Yes, so many people, man. Such a banger. But yeah, as far as streaming, Kids didn't get fully released on streaming till I think 2021 or 2020, which is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think Senior Skip Day, Knock Knock, Nike's on My Feet, and I don't think The Spins was on streaming officially, at least on Apple Music. Might be me just not having Spotify. Spotify probably had like a cover or something. Someone posted it. Spotify has that. But yeah, it's crazy that he didn't have his own breakout EP fully released onto streaming for so long. It might have been an issue with a record label or something in his early years. You hear a lot of musicians getting trapped and stuff like that.
It's just like, dude, like those two songs specifically, so, so great.
Mm-hmm.
I'll definitely be playing The Spin sometime soon. I don't know when, but not tonight, sadly, guys.
There's a lot more Mac to get to.
Yeah, dude.
But in the other vein, away from the hip-hop and the rap, we're going back to some alt-rock here. We have All Right, All Right by Easy Honey.
That was All Right, All Right by Easy Honey. Tell me about it.
Easy Honey. They're like a little kind of a surfer rockish band. They're pretty
surf
sweet.
Rock.
Surf rock.
Another really great band is Mazzy Star. I know you've heard it before, but Mazzy Star. Sorry.
Have you heard it before?
Probably. You ever heard of Fade Into You? I want to hold your hand inside you. I look at you and I see nothing.
Yo, I might not know it.
Maybe you have to tune in next show.
There we go. It's a good reason for me to be here next show. I'm sure your retelling of it there was great. I'm sure it was very
perfect.
Accurate.
I'm actually hurt.
I'm sure you just actually, I think you just played the song through the computer here.
Essentially,
and
I did.
You were just lip syncing it because it's so good.
But, so... Easy Honey,
yeah. So I only found them through Axe and the Hatchet Man because they ended up opening for them. And the week before the Axe and Easy Honey show, I was just like, I really like that sound. I don't know. It sounds very carefree and very loving and very, very joyful. So I was just listening to Axe and Easy Honey, and I still kind of am quite a lot. They've been on the rotation quite heavily since the summer. But just the week straight, I was like studying for this concert so I could sing and have a good time there. And I was not disappointed. It was a great time. So, so now their next show in Canada, they're opening for someone. I had to double check because I didn't listen to the person they're opening for, but it's in early November. If anyone liked the sound of All Right, All Right, give Easy Honey Toronto or something a search. I'm sure you can find whatever show they're going to be at.
They sound pretty good. I definitely think I might like check them out. They kind of have you ever heard of Ginger Root?
Mm-mm.
They made this song called Loretta.
Still no.
It's a really good music video actually. You probably like it. He released a whole YouTube video talking about how he made that music video actually. It's definitely like a top tier song in my opinion.
Yeah.
Just because like I don't know like. I don't know. I think the fact that like the music, because the entire music video is supposed to give off like an 80s vibe.
Yeah.
And like the song definitely feels like it. And again, it's like you had to be there to like
to get that vibe, but they're able to capture it well. It's like a recent song?
It's like 2020.
Oh, well then yeah, that's super sick that they're able to get like an authentic sound like that.
And like, I don't know, like the moment I listened to it, it was low key, like it was detrimental to me. You know what I mean? But yeah, we're going
to
move it along a little bit just because we are coming to the end soon. So I know it's kind of sad, but
time flies with good tunes, good friends.
It has to happen. You know, everything good must come to an end eventually. But yeah, this next song is my pick. it's gonna be a different tone, like turn. It's
vibe switch.
Vibe switch a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it's important that I do play this. I'm gonna have a little important chat with you guys.
Little gay PSA after the fact. Yeah. All right.
So yeah, this is a Baby I'm an Anarchist by Against Me. That was Baby I'm an Anarchist. A little reference to the Sex Pistols there, my bad. Baby I'm an Anarchist by Against Me. Guys, I kind of announce that to you guys that this is an alternative radio show or an alternative radio group. Especially my specific show. It's really important to me that you guys know that. It's really important to me that that message is clear. I am for the people.
Okay. Exactly. This guy is
for the people.
And he's putting up the culture of the people.
It's
for the
not
people.
Even like a reference. Like that's a goated reference, do need to make it clear.
It's not a reference with no meaning.
Yeah, no.
It's a reference with truth.
It is truth. I'm not sure what I can say on here, but I do want to say Free Palestine, because it is a very important thing to me that you guys know that I'm for Palestine. I can't get into it too much just because we don't know the parameters just yet, or I don't know the parameters just yet, and I don't want to get taken down off live. But I'm not going to put too much politics on my show, even though I'd probably like to. You guys should kind of have expected it already, though. I'm pretty sure Radio Laurier is kind of a alternative group to begin with.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into the history, but we have an alternative origin a little bit. That's my quick PSA. I'm an Anarchist. I got into it when I was really getting into the whole punk scene. I wouldn't call myself a punker, but I do like punk music. I like rock music. And if you've listened to the show, you guys kind of realize that I just like music. But I listened to them when I was getting really into the whole punk thing. And I thought it was really important to me. It was another stepping stone in that whole genre of in that scene. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's technically folk, but most folk music has punk undertones.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. It's really cool. You should listen to Pete Seeger. He's really good. That was Baby I'm an Anarchist by Against Me. Next up, we have a little thing called Cheer It On by the late and great
Tokyo Police Club.
Yeah. That was Cheer It On, the demo version specifically by Tokyo Police Club. As we mentioned earlier, they are broken up, so you guys can't see them live anymore. I wonder why they broke up. You ever think about that
just
sometimes?
I did a little look up because I was wondering why, but mostly just band members just at a different place in their life. I believe the bassist is the lead singer as well, Dave Monks. I meant to search before the show, but I kind of forgot. Dave Monks has some solo projects that he's working on. I believe he's still playing, but I'm sure the rest of his friends, I think maybe one of them might have kids now too.
Oh, actually?
Yeah, so they're just... just onto different things with their lives, but they're all still chill, which is probably the best way a band can end.
Yeah. Thank God they're not the Beatles or anything.
Exactly, sleeping with another person.
Yeah, dude, honestly, it just gets really cooked. Or Fleetwood Mac, do you know about that?
The Fleetwood Mac one is bad.
Yeah.
Fleetwood Mac one's bad.
It's just kind of moving on, doing your own things in life is definitely definitely the best way you could end a band.
Yeah.
But that was really good. I really like their voice, and I think
the demo specifically is I think it gives them just a lot more of a raw, kind of punchy sound. More of an edge, exactly. And it sticks with you a little bit more, I think.
Yeah. It is 11:04. It seems like I keep pushing the show a little later and later.
Pushing his time slots further and further.
I know, but I mean...
we started later, so it's not even...
it's not that crazy.
It's not a crime.
Also, it's me and then Robo DJ.
So
shout out to Robo DJ. Love you. But I don't know. There's no one else after me, so it's like, why not?
NBD. NBD.
What does that mean?
No big deal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we do have to wrap this up a little bit. We're going to play one more jam for you, and well, that's it.
That'll be it.
Goodbye. So, thank you, Ian, for being here with us.
Thank you for having me on the air, Gabe. It was a great time.
It's been lovely having you.
I'd love to share the music too.
I feel like we had a good yap session.
Here. I think we did.
A very successful one, I'd say. Shout out to all the listeners out there. Thank you guys for all tuning in. Please check out Lay Down Laurier 25. Tell everybody about it, okay? Anybody you meet, just tell them, hey, listen to Lay Down Laurier on Radio Laurier.
Exactly.
Every day, every Thursday night from 10 to 11. But also make sure to tune into the other shows, guys. Everybody is important here. Like, I've mentioned my support for the morning show, Liam, Weather Aware. Really important to me specifically, I'd say, especially. Just because they're a lot like, I don't know, Weather Aware, dude. Knowing the weather is really important, and I think it's really rad. But yeah, that's my little ending clip. Do you want to say this? You got any extra messages for these people?
Just thank you for having me, and thank you for listening to all these lovely tunes at Lay Down Laurier on the air here with Gabe and I. It's been a great time, and I hope maybe I'll be able to make it back.
Will you come back if I invite you back?
Of course.
I really hope so. But yeah, we got one more jam. I mentioned it earlier, and it was just insane to me that this guy Ian hasn't listened to it. So I'm gonna
listen very in depth.
It's definitely one you've heard. I just don't think you realize it. But yeah, no, it's a really important song, and it's really great. Fade Into You by Mazzy Star. Good night, Laurier.
And a special good night to Waterloo College Hall.